The Architect, Me and the Bartender. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Architect, Me and the Bartender by Connie Kay. I lock my bike to a lamp post. My thighs are wet. Typical me to put a skirt on when it's raining like it is now. I see him in the broad mirror hanging over the hotel steps. He's sitting up there on the other side. I see him and I know I've seen him before. Somewhere. I don't know where. I can't remember where it was I've seen him, but I do recognize him. A middle-aged man, loose-fitting suit, briefcase, powerful hands, authority. Was it on the train, perhaps? On a train a long time ago. Ah, him sitting opposite me and telling me about his job, and my knees bumping into his, and having to look out the window because the sucking feeling below became way too much. Too hot. He was an architect or something, but with the hands of a builder. I had to turn away. There were other people sitting in the train too. When I looked at his lips, it was like I could physically feel them against my body. I had to turn away and look out. I had to look out when he shifted in his seat, because my hands trembled with a desire to rest on his thigh, to feel the material of his trousers, stroke upwards. I had to look out. Are you going far? He asked me. Away? I'm getting off at the next station, he said, holding my look with his eyes. It's him that I can see in the mirror above the steps. It's got to be him. I was relieved when he got off the train. I couldn't bear it any more, with a teenager in a Walkman on one side and a woman going for a hike on the mountains on the other. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't stop imagining his sex. How I'd put my hands around it. How I felt the head of his cock against my lips. Do you take the train often? He asked as he got up. Now and again. Then maybe we'll see each other again. I was relieved when he got off. And now he's sitting up there in a hotel bar. It's a perfectly ordinary Tuesday, and I'm just popping in to give someone a message. And now I can see the architect from the train up there in the bar. I slowly turn away from the mirror and go up the next set of steps. It's raining out and windy. Autumn. Lots of leaves in the streets. Streetlights casting a yellow skin across the asphalt. There's only him and a few others sitting in the bar.